Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. And welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House.
House meeting.
House meeting, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
An exciting one as well. You can tell we're giddy because we're in the room together.
That's why I thought we could all say it at the same time, but clearly I didn't communicate that with my eyes.
Before we get started, just to say that there is a Flatshare slam down happening in London tonight.
What?
If you're listening to this, yeah, tonight. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out.
Tonight,
yes. I mean, if it is tonight when they listen to it, then yes, now.
Wow.
But if you can get yourself to the Phoenix in Cavendish Square near Oxford Circus, then you can see us doing Flatshare Slam Down with Rhys James and Fatiha El Ghori tonight.
What? Oh. Drop whatever you're doing right now.
We'll stick a ticket link in the show. In the show notes.
Tom just dropped his mic. Two fantastic guests there, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really good.
It's gonna
really
be,
good
it's
guests.
It's going to be a belter.
And, of course, if you're a Patreon member, patreon.com/pappysflatshare, you can get discounted tickets. Tickets are £7 as opposed to £9.
So you can get them discounted, go outside, flog them full price. You make
absolutely.
A lovely bit of cash.
A pretty £2. So, you know. Very pretty lovely. £2 there.
Fat some quid. Patreon touting going on.
Why not?
But here's the bad news, guys. We're going to be clamping down on that. Okay. Now we've identified it as something that you can do.
Yeah.
We're going to be stamping that out.
Now we know the loophole.
Too sweet.
We're going to have Rhys and Fatiha outside with baseball bats. We're going to go. It's an absolute zero tolerance.
Please stop touting outside our gigs, please, if you're on the Patreon.
Guys. Sycophete will join the Patreon just to tout.
I know. It's really getting us down, guys. It's really getting our goat. But if you do fancy, but if you've got a budding career as a ticket tout, join the Patreon.
Wait, hang on a sec. You can't have it both ways.
Okay, well, aside from the touting opportunities, you also get tons of extra content. We put out an extra podcast every week. You always get like extra stuff from our live guests, from the live shows. Mm-hmm. We always have a lovely chat after each episode. And then we stick out our own episode for our guff. Where we chat away. But it's a lot of fun. So get over to the Patreon and enjoy some extra content.
But first, enjoy this.
House meeting!
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting! Meeting,
meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
There's a lot of pressure on this one, isn't there? Because it's the first one of us all sitting in the same room.
It feels really freaky.
It does feel weird. Would you mind if I got my laptop out and just looked at the screen? I'll just find a picture of the two of you and just look at that and assume.
Listener dear, let's describe the scene. Let's let listener dear know what they're in for.
Create a bit of theatre of the mind, Tom.
Okay. Picture the scene. A rug.
It's going to take a long time if you're going to name everything in the room.
You've got way too spirit. And the fact that I'm wearing a wig is that's something I've been able to hide over Zoom for the last few weeks.
I can't believe you can see his merkin from there.
Here we are. We're basically, cut a long story short, we're all sat around.
What? Oh, no. You've cut it too short there.
That's too short.
You've cut it too short. You see,
I can't split the difference between a picture and rug and
start it with,
we're all sat around.
Yeah. It's the first.
I will say both of those things are true.
It's the. Yeah, absolutely. There's no denying the facts there, God, but.
Being a writer's hard, isn't it? It's a tough gig.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard work trying to picture a scene for the listeners. So here's what's happening. It's the first time we've all sat together. Now, when was the last time we all sat together to record a podcast in the same room?
That wasn't the live show.
Not talking about Flatshare Slam Down. We're just talking about three guys mics, and their intellects.
Three titans.
Can I go and get my intellect from the car, please?
Yeah, I'm going to go and get Mike.
Mine's just a rug, unfortunately.
His intellect is a rug.
Being a novelist...
What? Well, this is no one expected this.
Well, I was going from the picture a rug, you know, we're all here.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It is mad, isn't it? Like, that people write. Okay. It is mad that people write novels.
Why is it mad?
Well, just like you sit, like.
Also, have you ever read a novel? Because they don't say picture at the start of each.
I don't know. It feels like if someone told me that was the first line of Catcher in the Rye, I'd be like, yeah. Picture a rug. On this rug. Some rye.
And guess what? By the end of this book, I'm going to have caught it, mate.
Someone's going to shake that rug any time now. Picture a rug. I think that's not bad. I've read worst first lines to novels.
You're going from it's mad that people write novels to I'm writing a novel and I've got the first line already.
And the title of
that
the book.
That was a huge leap you made.
Naturally, it's brilliant.
It's actually a coffee book. It's like a coffee table book and it's pictures of rugs.
Oh, it's called Picture, comma, a rug.
So you've written, what you've said is that you've not just written the first line, you've written the entire book.
It's a picture of a rug.
It's a rug.
Oh, you've... Oh, right.
My novel's a rug.
I thought Clarke's intellect was a rug.
Well, there you go. Novels are hard, aren't they? I think that's what we've established.
Do you think that's ever happened to somebody where they've started out writing a novel and at the end of it, you know, like they lock the door and you just hear sort of tap, tap, tapping away and then, you know, their partner comes in and goes, how's it been going? And they just present... A beautifully woven Persian rug.
We don't know the history of rugs. Maybe they're an early form of storytelling.
I mean, I guess if I guess the better
the Bayeux tapestry.
The Bayeux tapestry, yeah. The first rug.
The first ever rug. And still to this day, the longest ever rug.
Still the first and longest rug.
It's the first runner.
It's a bit like Rapper's Delight was the first rap song and the longest rap song. The first rug was the longest rug.
The first rug is the longest, baby, you know. The Bayeux tapestry.
By the way, that is one of the great things about being in person, is we could have joined you on that song, but we chose not to. If we sang along with the song on Zoom, it's all off kilter. You know, the timings are all wrong, but absolutely. The option is there.
Well, we could have three-part harmonied that.
We'll close out. We'll close out with a three-part harmony. Yeah. The first rug is the longest. The Bayeux tapestry does play a dominant part in one's childhood, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, I could just see a long drip coming off the end of Clarkie's nose.
Now that you wouldn't pick that up on Zoom.
Wouldn't pick that up on Zoom. I thought because I thought, is he going to catch it before it hits the velvet sofa? And I thought there's a good chance he won't, but he did.
That's the coffee that Clarkie orders, a long drip. Some go for the flat white, some go for a pour over. I'll have a long drip, please.
Have a long drip.
And can you send it down on the forehead?
Straight through the nostrils. Sorry, Tom, I was distracted there, but
hey, you're not the one who should be apologizing.
The distractor. The old distractor fan there.
Old Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
This is why I don't talk so much, because I'm normally just dripping.
Clarky was demonstrating chaos theory with his face.
It was more like the fucking Blair Witch Project is what it was like. It was absolutely amazing, the amount of... Never seen the like of it.
See, you know, it's the spout on the coffee thing. I'm drinking from a coffee pot.
Don't drink through the spout. Okay, anyway, sorry. Sorry, Parry.
Apologise not. But the Bayeux tapestry, did you spend quite a lot of time on it in your youth?
How do you mean on it? There's Harold with the eye going, the rug. With the arrow going into his eye. I don't think I'm on it. But I'll look for you next time I'm there.
But it was like you felt like it was going to be more important than it's proved to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's everything you learn at school, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think Bayeux tapestry... It seemed to keep on cropping up.
Did you ever do the Bayeux tapestry at school of the like your story or the school story or whatever? Did you ever do one of those?
That's a great idea, and I did not.
Yeah,
but what a great lesson.
We did one for the school, which I think if memory served, like every class did it and contributed to the bare chapter, it went all around the hall. So like, you know, the big hall where we'd have assemblies, along the wall, every class had contributed bits to the Bayeux tapestry. You know, you got like, I guess, a bit of A4 paper that was your bit to do. And then they all sort of fit together and told the story of every class.
You're gonna spot where the good classes were and where the bad classes were.
It was a way of finding out which teachers were failing. A lot of firings after that Bayeux tapestry.
It's a rudimentary Ofsted inspection, isn't it?
They would deliver their P45 straight into their eye.
But you're right, it did seem like we were gonna it was gonna be important.
It certainly felt like we were gonna go.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have been there now. I should have seen it.
Now, dopey,
I'm 41.
Dopey question, but where is it? Is it in Bayeux?
I'm going to assume it's in Bayeux as well.
Right.
But I don't...
Here's the terrible thing is, I've seen it.
Have you?
And I can't tell you where it is.
Have you hidden it? Have you stolen it? Have you Thomas Crowned the Bayeux tapestry? Oh my God, now that's a film I'd watch.
Someone steals
Clarkey, the old art thief.
Clarkey's an art thief. Surely it'd be Jim Broadbent. He's always the guy who plays that sort of role.
I can't believe I've been written out this early.
Oh, come on. What? So, right, if you go into a casting, Clarkey, and it's you and Jim Broadbent, do you think you're getting the role? Come on, man. You're a good actor, but come on, you know Broadbent.
Is it for a coffee advert?
It was a bit like how, you know, how Roger Moore couldn't fire a gun without blinking? It was like a really big thing when he was...
Hang on.
Did you not know this?
No.
Yeah, he wasn't able to fire a gun without doing a big blink when he was firing the gun. God. That's Clarkey's problem. He gets this big coffee contract, and it turns out that every time he sips some coffee, his nose squirts.
The problem is, at the moment, I'm desperate for another sip of that coffee.
Have another sip, for goodness.
I'm just worried where it's going to end up.
Listen, have another sip. Look, we're in a room with plenty of things that, you know, I've got some muslins here. You could... Dab your nose if you want one.
I tell you, the problem is, it's that there, collected on the lid. That's where that was.
This is really strong stuff for the listener. picture a cup, everyone.
Well.
Chapter two. Picture a cup.
The Pappy's tapestry.
Hang on.
The Papistry.
That's a great show. It could be an exhibition, couldn't it? And it's all of our different Edinburgh shows.
We could finally day. Try and remember something.
What? Imagine if a tapestry won the Perrier.
The Perrier as well.
Or the Turner Prize. The first sketch group to win a Perrier and a Turner Prize in one fell swoop.
Really? To get the old PT? Like, really? It's like the EGOT. It's much... You know, like the EGOT is what, you know, people always aspire to, you know.
What's EGOT? What's Lots EGOT? Of awards is what he's got.
Plenty of awards, yeah. Big shelf is what he's got.
That's my joke that I do when I'm in LA in awards season.
Is that your awards season?
That goes down killer on the red carpet.
Yeah.
We're back. Well, the red rug.
Picture a carpet, chapter three. He's made it.
He's made it.
Success.
House meeting.
Is having subtitles in a foreign film cheating?
House meeting.
Clarkey's gonna have another sip. There you go. Have a muslin, Clarkey. No worries, man.
Let's not bury the story there. Let's not bury the lead. Clarkey has been to see the Bayeux tapestry.
I can't remember where it is.
He's kept that under his hat for a long time. Hasn't
now
he?
I think there is a replica in the UK. I think there's a. I think.
And it could be that's what I saw.
You're gonna have to.
I was young.
So, hang on. Were you in France?
I've been to France, but I can't remember.
Flipping heck. Good God, this is like Memento or something, isn't it? Check your body for tats, Clarkey, and see if you...
We know where the tap is.
It's on the end of my nose.
Check your body for a leaky washer, I think, is what we need to do.
We need to do some kind of like regressive... You know when people hypnotise someone and take them back to their former lives, like regressive hypnotherapy?
Well, let's give it a go.
For my current one.
You need to go back to... You need
Clarkey's
to remember,
one of the few people where all of his memories are suppressed. He hasn't got PTSD. He's just suppressed everything he's ever done.
I can't remember getting it. Have I always been in this room?
Don't worry. I've got you on the Ring doorbell, so you're fine. I can see you.
Lovely.
So let's see. Let's see if we can hypnotise Clarkie. Okay, so Clarkie, picture a rug.
Start to visualise it now.
Go back through my tapestry.
How old are you in front of this tapestry?
Yeah.
Is it high up? Is someone lifting you up? Is that person your father? Have you been kidnapped?
Yeah.
Blink if you need help.
Okay. One of the things
just
about
blink if you're firing a gun.
One of the things about hypnosis.
Oh, you
Tom
got
is,
more,
Tom. You may have to let him get a word in edgeways.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
The
I've questions suddenly clicked into this role of the hypnotherapist.
I think you may have actually hypnotized yourself
actually.
There, Tom.
Clark is Roger Moore.
So anyway, I can be Roger Moore, and we can get Jim Broadbent instead of Tom.
Jim Broadbent is Roger. Okay, so you, how old are you? You're looking
know.
At the tapestry. Give it a guess, mate.
Nine.
Okay. He's nine, okay.
Okay.
He thinks he's nine. So okay, we're talking about 1990, are we talking about here? 1990?
Should I just text my mum? Just to help.
Just you're 9 years old.
Tom's trying to hypnotise me again.
You're a nine-year-old kid. You can hear, what can you hear? You're looking at the bass tapestry. What can you hear out the window?
Can you hear Cotton Eye Joe?
Can you hear? Is it?
Well, as I remember it, it was in
New
like
order?
A long
World in Motion, is it?
You've got to hold and give and watch the Bayeux Tapestry.
They cut that verse out, didn't they? When John Barnes
wraps the entire Bayeux Tapestry,
and they were like, "It doesn't really fit with Italia '90." It doesn't sort of. Could you rap about Michelangelo's David instead, rather than, you know?
You've got to fake retreat and then a flank around the side. The Normans will panic and then you can hide. I'm actually quite enjoying this.
Yeah, it's coming across. So anyway, Clarkie, any closer to hypnosis? Because
I think we've done a lot for you there.
Okay.
So who are you with? Who's next to you?
Yeah, are you with your family or are you on a school
family.
Trip?
Family. Family, okay. And so
I'm actually suppressing this memory as it's happening.
So you're next to your father and your mother, okay? And they're going to talk to someone who's by the tapestry.
Yeah.
They're going to say, like, where's the gift shop?
Bonjour.
Hello.
But
hello.
Then your dad is quite pretentious, isn't he?
And then just remember now, your father says his home address. What is it? So, do you think they're talking in French to the clerk of the tapestry?
Leclerc.
I can't remember anything other than
Leclerc's there.
was it François Leclerc? What was his name? Anyway, let's not. Go down the South African route. So there's a strong chance you're in France.
Yes. It was like in a dark, long, very long room.
It would
like
have
corridor.
To be, surely it would have to be a long room.
Yeah.
They're not putting the Bayeux Tapestry in a porter cabin, are they?
It's not going to be in the toilet.
Behind glass or perspex. Down one side. Quite dark.
Great.
Okay, like a tunnel.
Head towards the light.
Is it in the tunnel from? Is it in the Euro tunnel?
Are you digging the tunnel? 1989.
If you look out the window to your left, you'll see the entire Bayeux Tapestry.
How long is the Bayeux Tapestry?
Oh, 2 miles.
Is it the size of a blue whale? Because that's how you operate when you're a kid, isn't
number
it?
Number of blue whales per school playground. Caution, have you got the details there of how long the Bayeux Tapestry is?
Let's have a guess.
All right, yeah.
Let's at least text Clarkie's mom to find out.
I'm going to say 10 metres long.
You're joking, man.
10 metres long.
That's too short.
You
have been there. I'm going to say 30 metres long. I think we're talking about a lot happens in that
blue
battle.
Whale a little bit.
Yeah.
You think about they do the whole build up, don't they? They see bloody Halley's Comet at the start.
Yeah. You get like a previously on kind of at the start.
Yeah. It's like 2.5 If it was a film, it'd be 2.5 hours.
Yeah. you'll be a
so
big
I
beast.
Think you're looking at least 30 meters. Imagine, what's a 2.5 hour film? A lot of films are quite long these days.
What do you mean? Like, name one.
Yeah.
Like
Avatar or something. Avatar's quite long.
Imagine Avatar as a tapestry. You're not getting that to 10 meters, are you?
Avatar was a tapestry for the mind, wasn't it? And for the eyes.
It was a weird beast, wasn't it?
Well, they were quite weird beasts. A lot of tail fucking.
Yeah. Sticking their tails into each other and stuff.
Yeah, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Do you think, because you know the new movies, they're still in production, aren't they? He's making like Avatar. I mean, has he brought out any other sequels? Or are they all being made? Is it just the first one that's come out?
Yeah.
Because he's making the rest of them all the way up to like 7 or something, isn't
what?
He?
What? Is he really?
I think he's got plans
he's
to make...
He's gone loco, mate. He's trapped in Avatar land.
Yeah.
Avatar, have a word.
What's he got? But I feel like, do you think there could be like niche parties where you could have sex with an Avatar person's tail?
I bet that's already going on.
Do you think
it's
already going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you who'll be up for that is Punch Drunk Theatre. Company.
What? Not what I was expecting. Firstly, I thought you were going to name one person that we know and you're going to throw them under the bus. I'd say you'd be up for that. James Acaster. He's a pervert.
He's a tail fucker.
He's an absolute tail fucker.
No, like, you know, like Punch Drunk Theatre come to do those immersive theatre experiences?
Yeah. They do a big Avatar thing.
Rumour has it that they have these after parties where everyone goes loco and goes all naughty on the set.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So the Mask of the Red Death.
Yeah.
You can actually have that same thing, but it's a bit like Eyes Wide Shut.
They have lock-ins where everyone goes a bit spicy. So picturing is like an Avatar drunk experience.
Avatar 8, spicy lock-in.
James Cameron presents.
Listen, I know you've got seven planned, but we've got a great idea for the eighth one.
I mean, yeah, how else are you going to finish it? It's got to be that's the ultimate climax.
How else are they going to repopulate the planet?
I think the eighth, if any film sequence gets to 8, it should be the spicy lock-in.
That's why they stopped at Police Academy 7 Mission to Moscow.
Have we had Fast and the Furious? Has that got to 8?
Oh, they're on about 48, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, are they called Fast and the Furious? Aren't they just called now like Calvin and Hobbes?
I think those are spin-offs.
Right.
They do spin off a lot in the films.
I love that we've gone from the Bay of Tapestry to the Fast and the Furious series.
Well, I mean, they obviously lead on from each other.
Fast and the Furious, if listener dear wants to put in a bit of time, we could split up the Fast and the Furious franchise, get listener dear to paint one little picture from it, and we could do a Fast and the Furious tapestry. Like Crosby's School.
Why would we want that? I mean, we've not even seen one of the films.
I've not seen any of them. I've not seen one of the films.
Yeah, no, but
it'd be mad if people said, what are you up to at the moment? And they go, oh, you know, a couple of things. Well, the main thing I'm doing is I'm working on a tapestry of all of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Are you a fan of the films?
I've not seen them. No. I'm going what I think they might be.
It's basically...
And let me tell you, Tokyo Drift is proving a bit of a problem for me.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Yeah, I know this isn't one of the series, but I watched Triple X back when it came out.
Yes.
And I thought it was so bad.
It was extraordinary.
That I thought,
really awful.
I don't want any part of these kind of things. I remember it was like 10 minutes to go before the end of the movie, and something happened. The phone rang or something, and I was like, oh, great. That gives me a legitimate reason to stop watching this, and I just never went back to it. I've not seen the last 10 minutes. I think at the time he was like, parachuting off a car that had gone off a bridge, and I was like, why do you hate me? why are you sticking two fingers up to me?
It's really funny that you felt like you needed, like Vin Diesel would know, like you needed an excuse to leave, like, oh, sorry Vin, the phone's gone.
I do have that a little bit. I tell you what I was thinking about the other day. My last birthday, I got bought a pair of running shoes. I need a new pair of running shoes. And my parents bought me a pair of like completely black running shoes. And I was like, oh, normally the running shoes I have are quite sort of colourful. Jazzy, you know, yeah, quite colourful. Yeah. So I asked if they'd take them back and sort of get me more colourful ones. They did. And yesterday, I was wondering where those shoes were now. I was feeling genuinely like, Oh, those poor shoes. I should have just kept them, shouldn't I? The ones I sent back.
Oh, the ones you sent back.
You rejected?
Yeah, the shoes I rejected because they weren't colourful enough.
Yeah,
I was like, obviously, I was a bit hungover. But I was also like, I was going, oh.
Those poor guys.
I could have had two pairs of running shoes, you know, if I have to run to a funeral.
That is funny though. I feel like that about clothes, like throwing out t-shirts and stuff. You feel I don't want to put you out to pasture.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it? Getting rid of stuff. I'm just terrible at getting rid of stuff anyway. But
I think the only thing I feel that way about is food.
throwing away food.
Oh, I can't. Come on.
Yeah, I'm.
That's a real shame.
I'm bad with that. Have you seen? There's an advert at the moment for a sort of weight loss app. And it shows a guy who behaves like I behave with food. Someone's like about to take his plate away, and he goes, "Oh no, 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 no!" And like gets the last little bits off the plate and eats it. Have you seen this advert?
Yes.
And then I just think it's about a guy who likes eating food. You know, it could be like a no food waste type thing.
He's got good manners.
But then at the end it goes like. At the end, you know, the reason you're like this is because something happened to you as a child. You're like, what? It's like, this is the way you're conditioned. You're conditioned, you know, like, and it cuts to like him as a kid, and the dad's going, always finish your plate. And you go,
oh my God, how you finish your plate as well?
eat the plate.
Jesus, man.
Picture a plate. Now eat it. His dad was an author. Yeah, but I was similarly shook by the advert.
Yeah, it made me think, there's nothing wrong with finishing your plate. And also, you'll be the same, Parry. There's a lot of
finishing other people's plates.
Well, this is it, yeah. There's a lot of,
I definitely do that.
There's a lot of throwing away food when you have a little kid. Because they don't, you know, they don't eat all their food. So I do spend a lot of my afternoons standing over a bin eating food.
Now, I don't have a kid, but I do the same thing. That's just where I prepare my food.
Bin cooking with Ben Clark.
I've been cooking.
Hey, everyone, I've been cooking.
And then he disappears back into the bin like Oscar the Grouch.
Just like a cheerful version of it. Yeah. Got any food?
I'd watch that show.
I'd watch that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You tell me this now, next thing I know, Jim Broadbent's going to be in a bin.
Jim Broadbent's been cooking. You see, Jim Broadbent's been cooking. It's a heady brew.
Jim Broadbent cooking inside a bin. Just cooking with any scraps that, like, Dame Helen Mirren throws away. Oh. Who's my guest today? It's Judi Dench with a half-finished sandwich.
Come on, Dench, what's wrong with you? Something happened to you when you were a kid. Get it, don't you? Jim Broadbent's been cooking.
But now I worry again because, you know, I'm bringing up a kid. I worry that I'm not going to be the dad who's going, finish your plate, but I am going to be the dad who goes, it's fine if that's all you want to eat, that's fine. No. It's still in full view of the kid. You know, like, I think I probably eat more pre-chewed food than most people should. You know, like you're getting a fish finger and you go, oh, this one's already had... She's had a bit of a go on this one. I thought this was all right, but...
Like the birds do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but the opposite. She's the baby chewing the food just spit into my mouth.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to Nanita?
House meeting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So Clarkie said,
I'm a 10 metre. Tom's gone 30.
Okay. Yeah,
comfortably.
Right.
I think I might have even gone short there, but I'm gonna stick with my.
Okay. I am gonna guess that the Bayeux Tapestry is 45 meters long.
Yes, that feels sensible to me.
Yeah.
Cause lest we forget.
It felt good.
What do you remember? Obviously don't go deep dive. What do you remember about the Bayeux Tapestry? It starts with, the birth.
Am I still being hypnotized?
it starts
with the birth.
I think so, doesn't it? It starts with like one of the main dudes getting born. It's like a big old history.
But
I think
people didn't live very long back in those days. They only lived until about sort of 28.
Yeah, but they weren't like 12. It wasn't like a playground skirmish, was it?
No. That's what our one was called in the Grey Hall. The
playground skirmish.
Playground skirmish.
Oh, skirmish is a good skirmishes in the playground. You wouldn't call like if something happened in a pub, like a fight, you wouldn't call it a skirmish like you would in a playground.
I mean, so what? I don't think I'd call anything a skirmish.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. A skirmish.
It's a good word, isn't it?
In military terms, what is a skirmish though? What would it involve? It's not as big as a battle, but it's bigger than just somebody going along.
Yeah,
and
knocking the other guy's
helmet off.
Yeah, it's like a.
Is it like a village to a town kind of?
I think of it as a fight. That involves more than two people.
Right.
That's how I would define a skirmish.
Right.
But I think in a military sense, it is like it's like you're on the go fighting.
What's the difference between a skirmish and a brawl?
Time to sit down and fight. It's like a drive through.
That'd be a funny fight.
We're going to have to
halfway through. It's like, can we sit down to finish this?
Please, tonight. Oh,
I'm so knackered.
Just pull up a C.
We'll just sit knee to knee.
Pull up a C.
UFC, the C stands for chair.
anyway, I would you do you not describe things that happen in playgrounds as there was a playground skirmish?
No, I don't think so. But what's the difference between a skirmish and a brawl then? So what's the
a brawl can only happen in a bar room.
Do you think it's going to be a bar room brawl? A playground brawl? Do you not think there's any? I'm sure we'd have playground brawls back in the day.
Yeah, I always think of brawl as a bar room.
Does brawl feels more serious than a skirmish?
So right. Skirmish is school, is that what you're thinking? Brawl, skirmish, school.
Playground skirmish, bar room brawl.
Oh.
And then a melee.
Right. Or a fracas.
A fracas and a melee. They're all excitable events.
What about a to-do? Where does a ding-dong come into this?
Well, I mean...
Where does a Barney come in?
The thing about a to-do and a ding-dong is they feel like they could also be positive. Like you go, oh, it was a fine to-do. Oh, no, hang on.
No, I don't think you can. I don't know.
Oh, am I thinking of ding-dong, though?
I think ding-dong, you could... Ding-dong...
An absolute ding-dong.
You're an absolute ding-dong.
Yeah, should we have a ding-dong? I think
Saturday night turned into a real ding dong.
Do you know what? Ding dong, I think, is one of the most versatile phrases in the English language.
Ding dong.
Ding dong for when you see someone attractive.
Yeah.
Or just when you see something good.
When you're describing the noise of a bell.
Ding dong, noise of a bell. Yeah. Ding dong bell.
Of course, you can merrily it on high.
Ding dong, merrily on high. Yeah, that's not. They're not talking about a big fight in heaven, are they?
That would be good. Is that what
it is? Maybe. Surely it's bells in heaven. There, wonderful song by Eric Clapton. you can be a ding dong if someone's a bit of a ding dong.
Yes, and you can have a ding dong.
You can have a ding dong, and a ding dong could be a good day, or it could be a fight.
Yeah.
It's a great phrase.
Yeah. Well, yes. Does it have too much going on? Feels like it should pare back a little bit.
I like which one would you lose?
I would lose it being... I don't know, because I do like...
Yeah. There we go. A bit of a ding-dong. I love you. Yeah. Because I think ding-dong, I think it's... You know, plenty of people who... You spend lots of time with. I mean, there's at least two of them in the room. who are ding dongs, but you know, it's not like calling somebody a twat or something. It's like,
and it's very disarming if someone was to take to one side and say, "Listen, you're being a bit of a ding dong."
Yes,
you'd be like, "Oh, am I?
Yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, I've had a couple of drinks.
I'm getting a bit excited."
Yeah,
and it's like, well, just cool it down a bit. We don't want this to end up in a fracas. What's your favourite out of those? Like, they're really good. Fracas, skirmish,
melee,
brawl. I see a brawl feels serious, doesn't it?
I think you'd get injured in a brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, brawl. Yeah.
Skirmish, it feels like you come out with
grazes about it. Like a brawl is like, to me, in like, in my mind's eye, I'm imagining
a rug. Picture a rug.
Picture a barroom rug.
I'm suppressing it as we speak. I'm imagining like one of those like cartoon like puffs of smoke with arms and legs kind of popping out.
Yeah.
For a brawl.
Yeah. A brawl moves around a bit.
Yeah.
You know, like when there's a fight that starts and it just sort of travels all around, you know, like, you know, the playground or the pub, moving around the place. All around the Queen Vic. A brawl. That's what it would be. Yeah. A brawl's got movement to it. A skirmish could just be a couple of people slapping each other.
Skirmish, I still think that could be military.
It is military. There's the military skirmish, but I think if you're talking about...
And then you get into, if you're going more reducing, a scrap. Scrap's a couple of people just hitting each other.
Yeah.
Well, I think a skirmish, you need more than two people. I don't think two people can skirmish.
Scrap's less serious than a fight, right?
Oh yeah, bit of a scrap. Below it's brawl. Nothing. It was a bit of a scrap. They had a bit of a, you know, like if you came home and you had
a scrap.
You've been fighting at school. You know, it was just a bit of a scrap. It's not a big deal. Yeah. That's
you can have a scrap with your brother, I think.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't have a brawl with your brother.
Well, depends how many brothers you got. You need a lot of brothers.
We used to play a game. When I used to go around to Ben's older brother, we would play barroom brawl, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
as a game.
Get the pool cues out.
We'd turn his... kind of, yeah. Like, we'd pretend your room was a bar room.
Yeah.
And then they'd arrive and, like, say something, like, and start a scrap. And we'd, like, have this kind of...
So you'd have, like, a little...
Fight.
You'd have a little role play at the start. We'd, like, knock into something. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it used to be So We Meet Again.
So We Meet Again.
Yeah. So We Meet Again. That's why we put it at the start of that sketch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So We Meet, you say, So We Meet Again.
I remember that was what me and my brother used to do.
Yeah.
And I remember the discussion being like, okay, so we're going to have like this fight and it's going to like end up here and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you into this
mattress
and that's going to be like it was a bar. And he'd be like, well, how should we start? And he was like, So We Meet Again. Great. So then you've just got a bit of history going on.
Yeah.
That's the first bit of the Bay of Tapestry.
Yeah.
So we meet again.
And then
they have sex and give birth to a kid.
Edward the Confessor looks up at Hades' Comet and says, so we meet again.
And then there's and a 10-meter-long skirmish. Done.
And then didn't we used to finish with there are no rules in a barroom brawl?
Yeah.
There are no rules in a barroom brawl. Yes. Or that would be in there
that
at some point.
That would be in there,
yeah. That always had to be said.
I like the fact that even when you were being... tough guys, you were still theatre ponces.
Yeah.
There was choreography.
Yeah. There are no rules in a barroom brawl. And then quite often we'd be swigging from a carafe of Ribena as well, like it was red wine.
Yeah.
This like
so you're, imagining a kind of sort of a barroom brawl, like a kind of swashbuckling type affair, rather than you weren't imagining you were down in the local Firkin pub.
No, I think there was a bit of that and a bit of A-Team.
A bit of a merry, yeah. It was normally like.
So not like in the A-Team, they'd always throw someone over.
A carafe of wine.
every time there was a fight, someone would get thrown over the bar and into the shelves of bottles.
Yes.
A car would get flipped. Someone would get thrown into that. And every episode of A-Team would feature both of those things.
A car getting flipped gets flipped in the skirmish and someone gets thrown into the wall of glasses in a brawl.
We're getting somewhere here now. I think
a skirmish involves a car getting flipped?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Have you never seen The Fast and the Skirmish?
Too Fast, Too Skirmisher. It's my favourite tapestry.
Tokyo Skirmish.
Right, so 10 metres, 30 metres, 45 metres.
Here we go. So caution.
It's going to be like big. It's going to be like basically, 60 metres or something.
Put us out of our misery.
I think what's coming out of this is I just saw a picture when I was a kid.
Behind a bit of glass.
Was it Magic Eye? Because that wasn't the Bay of Tapestry. That was Magic Eye.
It wasn't a dark tunnel. I just tried to relax my eyes.
He started speaking French.
Here we go.
That was a lovely bit of French.
Really good.
Listen, when I said it was near 60 metres, Corsham raised an eyebrow.
Do you want to change your answer?
Oh, you can't. We can't.
We can't.
I've seen a lot of Corsham's reaction, and I know that I'm way off.
Okay, so we're saying 10, 30, 45.
45.
But you think it could be 60.
That's I know.
Corsham, tell us.
So I've got one toe in the 60 camp.
Corsham, tell us. We know you've got one toe in the 60 camp, okay. Tom. I gave you a chance to change it, and you said no.
Corsham, could you start this answer by saying picture a tapestry?
Picture a tapestry.
Yes!
You're actually closer if you add all yours together.
Whoa!
It's 70.
This 70 meters.
This is why we work together.
So together we were right.
Correct.
Yes.
Hooray.
Puppies win again.
And where is
the
it kept?
Tapestry.
Normandy.
Of course it's Normandy.
Of course Normandy. Have you been to Normandy?
I think so.
Okay, well listen. Your eyes are feeling heavy. We'll crack this. Okay. Okay, you're looking at a sign. Does that sign say welcome to Normandy?
Says been cooking. Question mark.
Look in the mirror. Who's looking back? Broadbent. End of novel.
So there's only one way to finish this off now. We're either
a barroom brawl.
We're either gonna have a barroom brawl or we're gonna sing what was the song we were all gonna sing at the end?
The first rug is the longest.
The first rug.
Well,
is
75 metres about Tap Street. I guess that goes to show.
The first rug is the longest. Baby, you know the first rug is the longest.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
House meeting.
What would you say to Roman Keith?
House meeting.
Probably nothing at all.
I did enjoy that house meeting.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Oh, lovely.
Really good fun.
Any AOB?
Well, we've got an email in.
Oh, you can't say any AOB, can you?
Any other business.
Yeah, it's like an ATM machine, isn't it? All over again.
any ATM machine.
And PIN number.
And PIN number, yeah. Yeah, of course.
To name but two. Is there a word for that thing?
That people, the acronym, but people don't, people say people one of the words afterwards.
Miss acronyms?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Miss acronym. That was my teacher, by the way, who came up with the idea of the Bear Tapestry. So we've had an email in from Ali, who says, Hi, Pappies. Thank you very much for the... No response. Thank you very much for the excellent podcast. They make me laugh a lot. As an Edinburgh resident, I felt I should drop your line to confirm that the alleyways in Edinburgh do smell of piss all year round.
Oh, lovely.
Although this might be particularly fruity, they might be particularly fruity during the festival because of the sheer volume of pissed people wandering around after midnight. However, I don't think we residents can be blamed for pissing up the alleys, as it is part of the primary school curriculum to learn about how rotten with human waste the streets of Edinburgh used to be. As kids growing up here, we learned about Mary Queen of Scots, Deacon Brodie, Burke and Hare, and the tradition of yelling, Gardy Loo, while flinging the contents of your chamber pot out of your window to splash down on the street below. The link between Edinburgh Old Town streets and fresh piss is made early in our lives and stays with us forever. Anyway, thanks again, and all the best for the live shows. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Ali. P.S. In Edinburgh, alleyways are called closes. I think most people use them to smoke in when they're not having a piss, hence the expression, close but no cigar.
No!
That's not true. That's not true.
Of course it's not true.
It makes no sense
no,
at all.
No, it doesn't, no. Ali's put that in, but that isn't true. That
was a lovely bit of business at
the
end,
That was when
though.
You could win cigars as a prize at Funfair, isn't it? Close but no cigar.
Ah.
So if you were trying to knock over the tin cans and he was
with,
like,
with
ah.
your piss, of course.
Yeah, with your piss, of course. the barker would go, close but no cigar.
Ah. That's why I only know the phrase close but here's a cigar because I'm very good at doing it.
And I got close.
They just
on
say,
here,
no, sorry,
on phrase, target and here's a
the
cigar.
The phrase for me is, well done, here's a cigar.
Well done, you've won a cigar.
Yeah, that's it. That's the phrase I know.
Well done, you've won a cigar, of course, the original lyrics to Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
I really, really, really want it. Well done, you've won a cigar.
Anyway, folks, yeah, do come along to the live show.
If you want to be our lovers.
If you get a chance. If you want to be our lovers, yeah. You've got to get with our friends, and our friends are our audience. So join the audience and then maybe try and shag us afterwards. You know, weirder things have happened.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Although by the look on her face, she wants to disown everything that's happened in this episode. cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.